Before you go, I want to share a handful of legends that don't quite fit neatly into any one location, but they're still known to haunt Frederick County. First one is the big one, the Snallygaster, the dragon of Frederick County, half bird, half dragon, and 100% nightmare fuel. With tentacles, metallic wings, and a beak that could shred steel, the Snallygaster terrorized locals in the early 1900s. Newspapers reported livestock disappearing, children snatched from the fields, and entire farms empty by morning. It supposedly met its end in 1932 when it fell into a moonshiner's still. The still exploded, but really, the legend only got stronger. Next up is the Dewayo, the wolf that walks. Towering at 6 feet tall and walking on two legs, the Dewayo is a werewolf-like beast said to stalk the Middletown Valley. Its howl is blood-curdling. Its rivalry with the Snallygaster? Apparently legendary. No, this region doesn't just do cryptids. It apparently has monster grudges, too. And last up, the hoop snake. To me, the scariest one of them all. This one is supposedly tall tail, but maybe not. Who knows? The hoop snake grabs its own tail and rolls downhill like a wheel and launches its venomous stinger into its target. No, thank you. But whether you believe in cryptids, ghosts, or just a really good story, the mountains around Frederick hold plenty of all three. So choose your favorite legend or keep your eyes open for a new one. Because around here, sometimes the truth doesn't need to be verified to still give you goosebumps. And that's a wrap on Ghost Trail, Haunted Frederick, and Beyond Tour. From phantom performers pacing old balconies to ghost cats curling up on a boutique bed and everything in between. One thing is clear. In Maryland, history and mystery walk the same roads. And if you're craving more quirky adventures, don't vanish just yet. Please check out my podcast, Pop Culture Passport, where we explore quirky destinations, pop culture landmarks, and hidden gems, and a few places that might still be a little haunted as well. You can also visit my blog at theroamingyeti.com for more stories from unusual and unforgettable spots. And also don't miss the Quirky and Cool Travel Guide, which is your go-to directory for finding fun destinations throughout the U.S. So thanks for roaming along with me today. And hey, if something followed you home, maybe just offer it a snack. Until next time, keep roaming.